VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Dorian continues to crawl up the U.S. eastern coast, drenching the Carolinas with rain. The hurricane specialist, John Kajalowski at the National Hurricane Center, says that Dorian might or might not make landfall on Friday.
Maximum winds are near 100 miles per hour, and it's moving a little faster to the northeast at about 13 miles per hour. The big impacts for the state of North Carolina, which is where we expect the most significant impacts, is going to happen basically from now through the day on Friday, mostly about the middle of the day on Friday. And that's when we're expecting to see hurricane force winds and the most significant storm surge.
Meanwhile, with the death toll in the Bahamas now at more than 30, leaders there continue assessing damage and making a plan for recovery.
Water draining from the northernmost island of Grand Bahama reveals communities in ruin.
Much of Grand Bahama was previously underwater, but Grand Bahama is now cleared. Some homes, businesses, and other buildings and infrastructure were badly damaged.
Hurricane Dorian, one of the most powerful storms recorded, was the strongest ever to hit the Bahamas. It lingered for 2 days atop the island nation. Buildings flattened, vehicles tossed, highways ripped apart. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. markets soared Thursday on news the United States and China have agreed to hold new trade talks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 372 points. The S&P 500 also up more than 1%, while the NASDAQ rose nearly 2%. New tariffs on U.S. and Chinese imports and uncertainty if there would be another high-level meeting have rattled investors' nerves in recent months. China announced early Thursday that Washington will host new senior-level talks in early October. This is VOA News. Robert Mugabe, the former president of Zimbabwe, has died. VOA's Anita Powell reflects on the ousted leader's reign and life.
Britain's currency took
the very end. Robert Mugabe was the first president of modern Zimbabwe and leaves a complicated legacy after 37 years of increasingly autocratic rule.
I have, during that time, during all this time, cried for return. Our return to constitutionality. Our return to legality. Our return to freedom for our people.
Many Zimbabweans, many of whom were born after he came to power in 1980, say the truth is somewhere in the middle. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
South Africa has begun assessing the toll of the week's anti-immigrant violence, which, according to authorities, has claimed at least 10 lives, injured scores more, incited fear, hobbled business activity, and strained relations with other African countries. In a televised address Thursday, the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, denounced the attacks that began Sunday, mobilized by South African truckers and others who contend that immigrants have taken job opportunities from the native-born. Individuals have been attacked, homes and business have been ransacked or even ruined. An American service member is among 10 people died after another Taliban attack in Afghanistan on Thursday. A spokesman for the Interior Ministry said another 42 people were wounded in the suicide car bombing in Kabul. The announcement came hours after the Taliban took responsibility for a suicide car bombing in the city that the insurgent group claimed killed foreign and local military personnel. The Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed in a statement that the blast killed at least 10 people and injured 42 other people. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suffered yet another blow Thursday when his brother announced his resignation as a junior minister and from Parliament. This comes after another setback for the Prime Minister, that is, the House of Commons voting in favor of a measure forcing the government to ask the EU to delay Brexit another 3 months if there is no exit deal by the October 31st deadline. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.